welcome to Dailyish for Thursday, October 5th, 2017. This episode of Dailyish brought to you by Patreon supporters. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can help if you so desire. But don't feel bad about not helping. This is a hobby, fun. This goodstuff.fm thing is something Kyle and I do for fun, and you're welcome to join along in our journey and all that kind of stuff. But if you support me right now and you need to stop for whatever reason, no problem. If you need to keep going, if you need to give me more money for some reason, that's also fine. Either way, I won't judge you for either extreme. Only if you do nothing, I guess. But that's actually fine too, because if you don't need to support me right now, that's nothing, I guess, and that's fine. It's all good. I'm a little nervous energy because I just had an interview of sorts, a job interview sort of. I do podcast editing, as you may realize. Hopefully you do. Lemonproductions.ca is my business, and I build websites for people, and then I also edit podcasts. And if you've listened to all 215 previous episodes of the show, you're well aware of that. But if this is your first one, that's what I do. This podcast in particular is just for a hobby. It's a thing I do to sort of exercise the podcasting muscles, as it were, just to be creative and have an outlet for that kind of stuff. But as part of my business that I run, I edit podcasts for people, and there's some awesome folks that I get the opportunity of working with. And all of them I've sort of stumbled into either because of friendships or just because of recommendation from a friend of a friend. And it wasn't really any sort of intense interview resume building process. It was just kind of like, hey, do you do this? Yeah. What's your rates? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. Let's try that out. And then a year and a half goes by and we're still doing it. So great. This particular show, there's a podcast that's looking for, I saw a tweet, they're looking for somebody to edit and produce and help be involved in their podcast. Remote work is fine. It's not based in Saskatoon here. It's actually based in New York. The company is there. They have a bunch of remote workers. So I just sent them an email saying, hey, yeah, I'm curious, interested as well. But as part of it, which is perfectly fine, their HR person, or maybe their HR person's assistant, contacted me to arrange for an interview. And then their HR person got in touch with me, and we chatted on the phone earlier today. And not just HR person, I guess, the managing partner. So just sort of titles correct in case, because that's the thing, when you put stuff out on the internet, you never know who might listen. And so back in the day when the last time I applied for a job, Twitter wasn't really a thing. And Facebook definitely was maybe just colleges only. And employers certainly were definitely not savvy to the idea that you'd look someone up online as part of the interviewing process. These days, I hope if you're running a business or you're doing any sort of hiring, you're well aware that you can pretty much find out anything you want about any potential employee, hire, contractor, whatever. The good, the bad, the ugly, all that stuff is out there to be found if you so desire. Check out google.com and type their name in and you'll find stuff. So last time I applied for any sort of job in any real capacity, that wasn't really a thing. I would put stuff on there, like, because I had websites and I was online, but I knew that most people weren't at all interested or savvy to that kind of idea at that time. So maybe Twitter was a thing the last time I applied for a job, but it just barely, and like not a thing where you'd know to check up on what people were saying as a way to figure out if they're a racist idiot or a really smart person or just a guy who cracks sarcastic tweets when he's bored or lonely or sad or whatever. But I digress. This process, after the phone call earlier this morning, I was like, I feel like this nervous bundle of energy. And so I was thinking, like, it almost felt like what I would imagine. I don't think I've ever smoked a cigarette. I've maybe had like I've smoked cigars. But I don't think I've ever actually smoked a cigarette. But I was like, this is probably what people who smoke sometimes feel like, is like you just need a thing to do after the thing is done so that you can like move on or whatever mentally. But because I enjoy the conversation. It feels like it went really well. Nice person to talk to, back and forth, interesting conversation about podcasting and about how I work and what they're doing and what they want. And I generally take the approach of like, this is who I am, to put myself out there, hard on the sleeve kind of thing in these kinds of processes. And, but I've, as obviously can happen. You don't always, just because you do that doesn't guarantee you'll get a job. And so I've had jobs, and like this happens with my web design world too, when I work with clients, is put yourself out there, say like, I'd really love the opportunity to work with you on this thing. There's a huge amount of potential, I think, in what you have, what you're doing, what you're trying to build, you know, whatever it happens to be. And I would love to work with you and make you a lot of money potentially, which hopefully would allow for you to pay me to do this kind of stuff. But it isn't always received, or there's someone else who has a better heart on their sleeve, or a lower price maybe, or a better vision for what they want. All, you know, multitudes of factors, but it can be kind of soul crushing and just debilitating to like constantly having to sell yourself. And that's part of running a business, with especially a client based business. I'm selling me. I'm not just selling a box that I have made already. I'm selling literally my abilities, or inabilities, or my capabilities of what I think I can do for somebody on a daily or weekly or however often kind of basis. And so it's a bit like a job interview every time, but this definitely feels different because it's work that would be fun, interesting. It'd be a potentially a bigger name client to work with, some exposure that way, but also more importantly, just like a fun project to work on that I think has potential to grow for them, which is why they're trying to hire somebody to help with the podcast editing, obviously, but also just an interesting project, interesting people to work with, different people I don't know that many New Yorkers on a name basis or whatever, first name basis. And so I'm trying to rack my brain of people I actually do know in New York that I don't think of as being in New York because they're just on the internet. But anyways, that's what this episode is all about, is basically just getting a whole bunch of thoughts out of my brain because I sort of had some bouncing around nervous energy, and into your ears. Now you can bounce around with them maybe or not. Move on to the next podcast. But yeah, it's interesting. I'm trying to, like, there's a bit of a process of, well, now that I've put together, because they wanted a resume, they wanted the whole kind of shebang of job applications. I'm thinking, well, maybe I should just leap off this opportunity and just look for other, test the waters of other job opportunities that are out there while I'm in this mode. Not stopping what I'm doing with the client work on the web or podcasting especially, but just, yeah, since I put all this work into this stuff, why not keep going and put myself through this more? But then I think, do I really want this feeling every couple of days of potential rejection, or feeling like the hardest part, I think, is like when you feel like the conversation interview goes really well and you're like, wow, they think we're pretty much like best friends now. Me and this, you know, HR or interviewer person, we're pretty much best friends, and we have like this unique shared vision for what's going to happen or whatever. And then to get an email 2 days later, like, sorry, we've decided to go somewhere else. And then it's like, how did that happen? I thought we had this shared thing, shared experience that we were going to work on together. So anyway, that's where I'm at. If you know of anybody who's looking for a podcast editor, especially if they don't want to go through the whole job application process, I'd love to hear from them or get me in touch with them. But even if they do, I've got everything already. So I digress again. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you're having a interesting fall, and your gourds are good and your pumpkin spices are spicy. Follow me on Twitter. I'm iChris. Good Stuff FM on Twitter. You can visit goodstuff.fm and hear more of our podcasts. There's lots of other shows that are publishing with more regularity than Daily-ish is. So if you are looking for some content in my absence at times, feel free to check that out. And thank you for supporters at patreon.com/iChris. It means the world to me that you do that, whatever amount it is. And even when I'm absent from the show for a while, you're still supporting Good Stuff with your money and your time and your efforts that way. So thank you very much. Hope you have a great day. Bye. Thank you.